radio dial.
Oh.
I'll find the right station.
Oh, God.
Yeah, WT.
What was that?
That's the theme song to 90210 Beverly Hills.
Oh, it was?
Luke Perry died.
Oh, good.
Garrett, how did he pass?
Stroke.
Of was he playing golf?
What?
You set that up just like, so you could do that playing golf?
Come on. Already?
Yeah, already. Yeah. That's what the people pay me for. By the way, that guy that sells the cars up in Massachusetts, he's going to call him. We got to make sure we take his call.
Paul. He had like 2 feet of snow.
Oh, honey, it's always 10 inches in the dark.
What?
I don't know.
So my kid's out off from school.
Yeah.
It's fucking wicked because there's no snow.
Yeah, so
there's like literally no snow.
There's less snow today than there was yesterday.
School?
Yeah, I knew as soon as de Blasio said it was schools were closed that it was going to be because the guy's always wrong. He's always wrong. Every time. If he doesn't do a school day, then he should have. The guy's a fucking idiot. He's an old-fashioned maroon.
If you want to call my guy, it can be a snow day here in about 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean.
How drunk are you?
I know.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Why?
Status quo.
What, are you dressed like a 30s investment banker?
Right. I had coming in from...
green and tweed.
A colored boy. No, I have to go to an event tonight. I have to go. I have a gala, or a gala, as you would say, shanty, but at the Pierre Hotel, so I had to dress up.
Sure you do.
Your kids?
Sure you do.
One of my daughters, yeah. So she's not going to be there, but it's a fun gala, and that's it. And then after this, I'm going to the New York Yacht Club to have drinks. So I
sure you are. Sure you are.
Yacht Club.
Such a bore.
Sure.
It's a funny thing with the Yacht Club, right? Ready? Get ready for this?
I'm ready.
It is actually the interior of the dining room looks exactly like the interior of the monitor.
Here's really the catch. They tell him he's at the Yacht Club, but he's nowhere near. He's actually at a used car dealership.
I know where you are.
They're like, you're at that. Can you smell the ocean?
You know what they call the...
They have just Febreze blowing in.
Right. You know what they call the bathroom at the Yacht Club?
What?
The poop deck.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sorry, I'm late. I should have been here. Schooner?
Woof. Oh, God.
Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We really don't.
Well, Luke Perry died of a stroke.
Is that a problem that he died?
Was it a drug complication, an overdose? Like, the guy was only, couldn't be more than 55, maybe?
Who is that?
He just had a stroke.
Perry, see, you're so young, I don't know who he is.
I don't know that
person. Keanu Thompson, everybody. How old are you?
Hello.
How old are you?
26.
All right. His titties look like you're 24.
Come on.
Why'd you wear a top like that?
I picked the wrong outfit for the show. I dressed inappropriately.
You're so inappropriate, man. You can't just let a gal, just let her tits hang out.
I guess so, but I mean, we're supposed to comment on it. Times over there jerking off.
Are you? Are you supposed to comment on a guy?
That's the exact thing you're not supposed to do.
You're supposed to pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, and then you act like, I'm blind. I have to get really close over there.
Yeah.
Your face is like here.
You got that real estate you got
to
open.
I can't smell either. I got to get real close with my nose to your...
Yeah, it's gross. Gross. Come on. Yeah,
it's a shame, Kevin. Kids aren't here. You could breastfeed them. I bet the boy could get some milk out of these nipples.
Only one way to find out.
They're not big. I'm an A.
But they're sensitive, though, I bet. Yeah.
What does that mean? They're sensitive. Are there titties that aren't sensitive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You can just slap them around. They don't feel anything.
Some girls don't care about their nipples.
Well, I mean, they say that, but I'm saying, are there some titties that aren't, there's some nipples that aren't sensitive?
They have different nerve endings in nipples.
Yeah, but there's got to be a range where it's like pretty sensitive to extremely. It can't be like
can't
just dead inside.
Yeah, right? You're just pussy soaked all the time because you're wearing a bra. You're like, I got to. What am I going to do about this?
Anyway, I fell going. Did you hear about my injury?
Yeah, I heard you fall in the subway or something.
Yeah, it was fucking vicious.
It was so embarrassing.
I couldn't shave till today. I couldn't get my hand near my face.
Best a man can get.
Fell how?
I fell. I wish I had video. Jesus Christ. One guy goes.
The world does.
One guy goes, stay down.
What?
Like a crowd gathered. Guy goes, stay down.
Walk us through the thing. What happened?
I was going from the MTA at 34th, getting off the queue, and right after we did Misery Loves Company.
Okay.
So the queue was acting all funny. Not funny like you'd laugh, just weird and
taking
too slow. So then I was hustling to get to the fucking path, and I thought I heard the train. I heard something. I was like, and I had to pick up my son. It's really my son's fault and my wife's fault because she's like, you got to pick up Daniel. That's not his real name.
No.
You got to pick up Daniel because she couldn't get him or some bullshit. Anyway, so I'm kind of hustling and I'm already tired and I had my bag in one hand and my fucking empty bottle of Gatorade in the other. So I just went down. I went down to one. There's like a single walk. Huh? No, there's like usually the stairs have, you know, it's for, they're wide.
Yep.
So a bunch of people can go up and down. This is just single elimination. So only one person can go up or down. So I'm like, I'll take the quick route. And because then I can go faster,
sure.
And I just pummel. Like, as I'm in the air, I'm like, mother of God, because I'm like, now I'm really going to be late.
Right.
So then I land, I literally land.
One second. Did you fall downstairs, or you just tripped like this on a, like a level platform?
You fell downstairs.
No, I fell downstairs. I fell like five stairs, like
awesome.
Far.
Over like ass.
No, I just, I was in the air. I was airborne. I landed on the fucking ground.
This is an older man. Please give a break.
Funny.
When I landed, I was like, I thought I had a compound fracture because my arm was like behind my head.
Right.
And then it gets better. And then some guy goes, stay down, stay down. So I'm like, he's right, because I'll probably be
you.
He'll be paralyzed.
No, but he wasn't the only guy. And then I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like feeling getting my bearings. And then I kind of sit up. And then everybody's gone. I'm like, where are all these months? Because I know there was like a bunch of people. They're like, you okay? You know, so then.
Please
then
show
I got
up.
The train. Then I feel like my arm's bleeding.
Did the police show up?
Huh?
Did the police come?
No, I just got on the train. What are they going to do? Am I going to say, I fell? I'm
going to 184. I've fallen. We're gonna 184.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You need a life alert.
Yeah, your medical alert bracelet.
It's time for life
alert. Then I get
alert,
on the
guys.
Train and I feel like my arm's bleeding. I'm like, how's my arm bleeding? It's fucking. So then I'm like, I'm afraid to even look. So then I just.
Like bone juice or something.
That's what I thought. I thought I was like bleeding. I thought it was compound fracture or something. Or I thought it was like bleeding and broken and whatever.
Awesome.
So then I go, then I pick up my son and I'm like, yeah, my arm's fucked up. And then I come home and I go, yeah, I fell. She's like, what? Because she was at home. She's like, she could have got them all along. I fell, and then it was like debating, should I go to the doctor? So I go to the doctor. She goes, my doctor, go
lady
to the
doctor.
Yeah, my lady doctor.
Oh, adorable.
Aww. She's a Hispanic. She's Hispanic too.
Oh, you Kevin? You're getting old. I got osteoporosis. You gotta drink milks.
Oh.
So then she goes, and I already told my wife before I went to the hospital, I go, call the insurance company, see if I can get an x-ray. How much will it cost? What's my copay? And then my wife calls him, I have to pay full. I have like a $4,000 deductible. Thank you, Obamacare. And then, so I'm like, fuck it. So my doc's like, well, let's get an x-ray. I'm like, I go, how much will it cost? And she goes, let's just wait 2 weeks. It's getting better. But like the first day I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't go like this, but I could go down and up.
Did you wipe your ass?
Yeah, luckily.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Because I don't know who I was going to get to do it.
Your kid.
Yeah, get in here, right? Daniel.
Oh, I'm like, I wipe your ass. Payback's a bitch, yeah. Motherfucker.
6 years ago, motherfucker, all I did was wipe your ass all day long.
I still have to wipe it sometimes. Like, Dad. So then I could wipe my ass, but I couldn't eat.
Jersey City in 10 minutes.
I couldn't eat. I couldn't shave. I couldn't brush my teeth. No, I just ate with my left hand. But you feel like a fucking. I tell you, it made me think, like, now I was really appreciative of my wife. Now I know why you love your wife so much. Because you're blind.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was blind, I'd be like, honey, I love you. Now, can you get me some ice cream?
She had to find my. She had to find
you
my,
get me some chocolate flavored ice cream.
She had to find my tie, my collar stays, my cufflinks,
and my socks. Yeah, of course. You're desperate. You're so vulnerable.
They're nice. They're like hunting socks.
Yeah, you have like horses and white men on your socks.
Yeah, white men, exactly.
Thursday, I canceled, and then Friday I had a gig, and but my wife had to put my socks on and fucking.
Oh, that's sweet though. Did that turn you on?
No way. I was kind of like, she's not that bad.
Yeah.
Made me realize, like, you know what? Shit could be worse.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. It's adorable.
Are these socks the same as your left and right? Are they the same?
Oh, my God. My wife doesn't know what right or left
socks.
And Saturday, I had to go to Pennsylvania, and it was like, but it was weird doing stand-up even because you don't even know how you use your fucking hands when you do stand-up. You don't know what. Like, it turns out when I grab the mic, I grab it with my right hand out of the mic stand.
Are you right-handed?
I use my left hand.
Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Your dominant side, like, I'm left-handed, so everything I do with my left hand. So this, if this one's out of commission, it's like, over here, I couldn't eat, or I mean, I could, but I mean, it's totally.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Right-handed.
Right. Could you jerk off?
Which hand do
that, I guess.
Which hand do you masturbate with?
Both.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You want a third? Come on. I'll rub your cunny so hard.
Oh my God, you're such a. You. Can we just keep a fucking.
Like a cut grapefruit.
Oh, fuck.
Like if you cut a grapefruit and squeeze it.
I got it.
Pretend your wife's here, your daughter's here.
No, pretend daughter. I'm your daughter.
Yeah, pretend I'm your daughter.
Oh, sit on my, gross.
Sit on my knee and see what comes up.
Bring it to the gala.
Somebody yeah. help.
Father daughter gala. One more dance, honey. Sick.
Lumbada. The forbidden dance.
No, but it was like, I told everybody, I can't shake your hand when I come up, but I was like, I grabbed the, because even grabbing the mic out of the mic stand hurt, so I would like, I would grab it, and then I would go, but I think I use it mostly in my left hand, but even when you're like acting out a bit, you're like, it fucking, everything was hurting. It was actually good kind of, and then, yeah, because you feel like you got like a chicken arm. The one, I would tell the crowd eventually, I'd be like, yeah, my arm's fucked up, but again, they don't even know what you're talking about, unless it's in a cast or a sling.
Right.
My doctor said, well, yeah, I could put it in a sling, but this is, it hurt more like this than like kind of straight, like not straight, but like just hanging was.
You're lucky
was
you didn't break painful. Something.
I'm yeah. lucky because it was fucking vicious. It was
so embarrassing.
Just being in it, I normally I'm embarrassed, but I was in too much pain. You know,
you were just...
no, I wasn't even embarrassed. I was like, I don't. This is fucking vicious. Like what just? I land on concrete, just flying in the air.
What are you in the Sex Pistols?
Why?
Sid Vicious.
Oh. That was a good movie. You see that movie, Sid and Nancy?
It's a great movie. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a fucking great movie.
Sid! That's a you don't love me no more!
Who played Sid? Gary Oldham?
No, it was Gary Coleman. A lot of makeup. A lot of makeup.
Who was it?
No, it was Gary Oldham, for sure. Yeah.
He was great in that, and he was great in True Romance. But, you know, he can't play regular stuff.
Come in with my, I mean, chow mein, and he's, like, eating Chinese
food. What, in True Romance?
Yeah.
It was like... fucking great. That was, like, the best acting. That movie has the best acting. Seriously, if you haven't seen it,
right.
I'm looking at Tim, but I'm talking to everybody. That movie has the best fucking acting.
Young Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt playing a stoner and fucking
you up.
Gandolfini.
Good
but that scene between fucking, whatchamacallit,
Huggy Bear and
no, the two
Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman.
I don't
what?
What's the guy? Dennis Hopper and and Christopher Walken. Oh my God, I was right. fucking like you could really see the fear in Dennis Hopper's eyes. It's right. like I don't believe in acting, but that's as close as you can get to like a genuine like where they're really like fucking you really see like genuine emotion.
And the N-bomb was tossed around that.
Oh, it was fucking beautiful, with delicious.
It was so great.
Delicious.
Yeah. Oh,
it was a real movie. It was a real movie.
Wow.
Wait, who was saying the N-bomb? Gary Oldham.
He's like your great great.
Oh, dad in that scene
was
yeah, fucking
by a pack of whatever, you know.
Oh, they said I don't remember that, but I remember the scene was like amazing. But the whole movie's like it's violent as shit.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so violent, but it's amazing.
Bronson Pinchot's in that.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, it's
fuck. I like saw it on HBO one time. I was sitting with my girlfriend at the time, and I'm watching. I'm like, this movie's fucking. It just came up. I didn't even hear anything about
like,
it.
I need some pussy. Like this movie's great.
No, it wasn't that girlfriend.
Wasn't
it was
that girlfriend
wasn't
a lesbian girlfriend. What'd you do this weekend? What'd you get into?
Well, I don't remember.
Some sexy
Where'd
stuff.
Where'd you go up?
Where did I go up? Oh, the Pear and, you know, whatever. Greenwich. That's all. And I worked.
Wait, you didn't fuck Dave Juskow, did you?
Oh, no, no.
The rumor is you fucked Dave Juskow.
What? That's the rumor?
Yeah, that's
God,
a rumor.
I was scared about something else. Fuck no. Absolutely not.
Why are people saying you fucked Dave Juskow?
Who said that?
Everybody.
Everybody who?
Jeffrey Gurian's gossip blog.
It was when de Blasio canceled the schools, he had mentioned that
it was a robocall.
Dave Juskow. God, I thought that is not what I thought you were going to say. That's scary. No, that's
what's the other
true.
Rumor? What's the other one?
No, I think there's a lot of rumors flying around about me.
Well, what's one that you that
I'm
you
not going to say.
Yeah, I heard you wanted to fuck me, too.
What?
That's what I heard.
Who said?
That twitchy guy.
From like three. No, not him. Like three other people are saying it on Twitter.
Yeah, who said it on Twitter?
They said you might be fucking Gino.
No.
You want to fuck me, and you already fucked Dave Juskow. I'm like, she really has good taste.
I would never, have never, would never
fuck
even.
Fuck Brian next.
You all think I want to fuck you. And it's
no, I don't. I don't. I just want to. I just wanted to squash the or quell the rumors. Squash them.
Put them to rest.
Them
no,
to rest.
I did not fuck Dave R.I.P. Juskow. I would never fuck Dave Juskow. Right. Sometimes he wants to like come see me do stand up, but no, I did not.
What's your relation with Dave Juskow?
He came on the podcast like a long ass time ago, and like I think he's got a crush on me. So I like am nice to him because then I can that do things with him at the cellar. What do you want? What do you want from me? How am I?
Makes you a lesbian because he's a fag.
That's what everybody says. I don't know that this little old man like follows me around, and I like him. He's fine, but
he's like a old, he's like a sitcom character. He's not a real.
You let
person.
People think they can fuck you, maybe, but you don't. Is that a crime?
Wait, what is it again?
If you let people
it's like
think,
a word problem.
You
Eric,
let,
can you help me with this? Can you write it down?
The train is going 40 miles an hour towards Albuquerque, and
wait,
there
if you
if you let people like Dave, who I would never fuck ever,
okay,
think that maybe
one second, why wouldn't you fuck him?
He's like 1,000 years old.
And he's disgusting.
And like
I don't know the guy.
His dick don't even work. He hasn't fucked a woman in maybe ever. He maybe has never fucked a woman.
You know he's gay.
He's something. He said he was. He said he took a. This is back in the day. He said probably like 15 years ago. He said he took a test to see if you're gay. He said he scored a 98 on it. he said that one of the questions was, "Have you taken a bubble bath by yourself?" He goes, "I took one on Tuesday."
Oh, God.
Like he takes a Have you taken a bubble bath?
No.
A bubble bath.
I'll fart in the shower.
He took a bubble bath. So he's gay. He's a, just a gay man. But,
okay, then
but
why would I, yeah.
But he's had all kinds of, but I don't know how he gets hooked up with you, though. From where?
He fucking came on the podcast like a million years ago, and I let him
the
buy me a drink.
The weekend sex? The
yeah,
weekend sex?
The weekend sex. Oh. You should listen. I let him buy me a drink.
Uh-oh.
And then he's like, I don't know, been in touch with me since then. And like
what capacity?
Sometimes, and then he does those shows at the cellar with that he like produces or whatever.
Oh, like the Godfather things.
So since Sarah Silverman was on it and Judy Gold, and he like let me do like a he asked me to do like a bit.
Sarah was in one of them. Mm-hmm. When?
And Gilbert Gottfried. This was maybe like 6 months ago. And so what am I gonna say? No, I mean like if you let people think that maybe they can fuck you, but you don't, it's not a crime. You just get things.
And how old is he?
I don't know. 50 million.
I love
years
how
old.
Women think. I know women. No. And women will have you believe they're all pure and they're all like.
I don't have anybody yeah. believe that. That.
No, but I'm saying like that's women. Up. Women always. Women always seem like they never do anything with ulterior motive. And you're basically
everything I do is an ulterior.
No, all women are like that. All women are like that. They're like, oh, guys want to fuck me, so let me see what I can get from this. Maybe this guy wants. Maybe I can be on his free show at the Village Underground.
Yeah, but also,
I got to take what I can get.
I got to meet Judy Gold.
Devil's advocate. My cousin's an ulterior designer.
Whoa. Just
he's here today.
The air out of the room. Secondly,
fired.
And then what? Gino is charming. I don't want anything from him, but
Gino's
he's
drunk.
He's charming. He's charming. I'm not fucking him either.
Yeah.
And then
I can't fuck you now anyway because my hand don't work.
Yeah.
I'd have to finger you with my left hand, and that'd be a disaster.
It can't work at all. You keep it going to her asshole by accident.
Oh God.
No, a lot of people have said it. Did you say something on a podcast that you wanted to fuck me or something?
Are
you
said it? I think you're a good-looking guy. Wow. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
I'll leave you two alone.
You're charming too. I fucking.
Oh,
I'm very
charming.
I'm very easily charmed. So that
arm.
Should tell you, like, I'm very repulsed by you.
Thank you, darling. I thought I was doing great with you.
I'm like very easily charmed by people.
Okay, great.
I mean, Gino is a little charming, but don't he have bad breath?
I never noticed that. Maybe I never got close enough. Maybe, I don't know.
Well,
but
he's probably always eating your pussy, so his breath probably smells like dirty pussy anyway.
He's charming. I don't know. He's like, charming. He's so much fun. He's okay. The funnest person.
Andrew Schultz, I don't even really like him that much. He's actually Bill Schultz's cousin, but he just come out with a YouTube thing.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, women always be like, I wouldn't let Trump fucking blah, 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 blah. I wouldn't let Trump fuck me or touch my pussy. He goes, his point is, you know, if Trump touches if a billionaire touches your pussy, you become a millionaire because you can sue him. He goes, you're letting thousandaires touch your pussy, you bitches out there. That's why your pussy smells like Wendy's.
Right.
Because you're just letting any random dude who just got off his fucking Wendy's shift. Anyway, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw the clip. It's fun. It's funny stuff.
Oh,
the whole thing's about that, like how women are basically like, I want, like, have these rules, but then they all have their own agenda. My wife has her own fucking agenda. Hey, you want to fuck me? And then she always says, like, I'm nice to her when she wants to fuck me. But she's nice to me when she wants to fuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? She acts like, you're only nice to me when you want to fuck me. I'm like, she's nice to me when she wants to fuck me.
Right.
So she treats me like shit, and then all of a sudden she's like, how was your show? I go, oh, here we go. She don't give a shit about my show.
Right. She's being nice to you because she wants.
She's
to-
not. No, because she wants the. She wants to. She wants me to fuck her.
Yeah, my cool.
And even when she's on my arm, she's like, "Well, who's gonna fuck me?"
Lick it.
Oh my god.
What a great husband.
Oh, not gonna
you
lick
are.
Himself. He's you like having your asshole licked.
Sure. Why not? All I right. did that this week. Yeah.
No kidding. Who licked your asshole?
Just whomever.
Jeffrey Gurian.
You're dating somebody now, right? A steady. Serious? No, it's a comic though, right?
Yeah. But I have a bit of a thing going on.
Steve Marshall.
Oh, I don't know who's that.
Steve Martin.
Dave Juskow is my dad.
Dave Juskow.
Disgusting. No.
It'd be great if Dave Juskow could fuck any woman. That'd be fantastic news.
He can.
I don't think so.
No.
Any money or no?
He's going to hear this and be like, what? Did
he
don't
have $9. $9. He don't have $9.
$9?
Yeah, he don't have $9.
That's not another pussy right there. So.
Oh, God.
He's full of shit, too. He's a
yeah, he's like flexing on me or being like, you know, who's your boyfriend? And then, no, you can't come do my show now because if somebody said this about you're dating someone. I was like, really? Fuck you, dude.
Wait, he canceled you from his show because he heard you were dating somebody?
That's what it seemed like. He was like...
So you're mad because you're using him, and then he found out, and now he's like, fuck it.
It wasn't that in so many words, but it was like sort of like that. Yeah, and it pissed me off. I was like, fuck, that sucks. Fuck you. Right. Either way, he's going to come see my stand-up soon, so, and we're
well,
all
he's
good.
Not, yeah. He's not fucking...
Influencer, but like, I don't...
I was thinking, what's that guy from MGM?
MGM?
What's the guy's mayor? What's the...
Louis Mayer.
He's not Louis G. Mayer.
You'll never work in his town again.
I was trying to think.
One
I really can't
thing,
think like, with my arm. I can't like, really think.
Poor thing.
I was on a fucking gig with this guy. I kept blanking because I'm like in pain. When you're in pain, you don't even fucking...
Take anything like a Motrin or anything?
Yeah, I'm taking whatever I can get. No, she just gave me some like super Advil or whatever. Okay. I don't know.
Use my hydrocodone.
Your son gives you two cookies. He's like, take two of these and call me in the morning.
My son kept like wanting to fucking a roundhouse. What do you call it when you roughhouse?
Yeah, wrestle.
So he would be like jumping on me. I go, get the fuck off him.
Right.
Because any contact would really hurt, huh?
I'll wrestle with your boy. I'll wrestle. I'll be right out there.
We don't need
you
that.
And other people's kids, man.
No, we know exactly where you go.
I'll bring those ear protector things and everything. I'll bring the little
outfit. Watch Michael Jackson's thing? And how was it?
Fucking, he's still a king of pop. I mean, it sucks.
You
what
still
he did.
Like him?
I love Michael Jackson.
Why?
Fuck, he's
you're not even young. You're not even old. You think if you're old when he really was like hot, but you weren't even around when he was hot.
No, I love him
like
now.
When he was like hot, like not good looking, but like hot as a performer.
His music's so good.
A thriller.
It's like disturbing what he was doing, but you almost sort of feel bad for him.
Looking past the boy rape.
Yeah.
Listen.
Can't help if you
listen. It's all, I don't think you almost can't help that because
you
it's
can't.
Like it's like look what R. Kelly does. So look what Dave Juskow does. He wants to fuck you so you can do a spot at the Underground. Guys are always have to leverage their power or celebrity.
You say he's gay.
Get something.
Maybe he just thinks I'm a great beard or whatever.
So Trumbull. Imagine being Michael Jackson. Everybody wants to fuck you, and you're not going to be like, you know what I really like is young boys.
Yeah.
I like the company of young boys because he saw himself as a young boy too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he did because he never. He lived in a fucking. He had a Ferris wheel in his background.
Temple never had a childhood either. It wasn't like she went
yeah,
around.
But,
like,
yeah, but men are different. Men have dicks.
They sure do.
Did you watch it? You watched
no.
it? Oh my God! He would like make the kids like open up their butt cheeks and like stare at them all and. Right.
Yeah, but I do that with my son.
You are not alone.
Make sure he's eating right.
Okay.
What did he really do? And the kids were saying this?
He would fly the families like around the world like on tour with them. Then he'd be like, you know, Jimmy is going to sleep in my room if that's okay. And then the parents are like, oh, but we're making so much money. Like, we didn't think anything of it. They were just
it's true. You just think the kid wants to sleep with them. And then,
And then
everybody wants him to get better acquainted.
Right, and then they're like, "Mo, well, he's dancing
for him." I'm doing some gigs with Louis. Imagine if Louis's like, "Kevin, Kevin's gonna sleep with me." I'd be like, "Okay."
You go in the room; it's just one twin bed.
Oh my God. No, I mean, you do what you do. I mean, people like to work, you know. Yeah. People like to make money. And Michael Jackson was like, you think he's just innocent, you know?
Oh, I know.
No, the parents did because he's, you know,
right.
I mean, what's he gonna do? He's really gonna fuck your son? He's the most famous person in the world. You really think he's gonna fuck your son?
Yeah, he was going down on those kids.
No, but I'm saying, but you know, as a parent, you don't think that. You think like he's got too much to lose by fucking my son.
One lady was like, "Oh, I was just listening at the door." door, and it just sounded like they were playing games. I'm like, yeah, they're playing Monopoly, and he's like jerking off, and he's like asshole to my face.
Yeah, but did he ever like? Did he touch the kids, or he just jerked off to them?
No, he touched them, and they went down on them, and then it ended up.
He blew them.
He would blow them. He would make them blow him. He would fuck them. Like the whole deal.
But were they? Everyone was coming, or no?
If you're like seven, you're not coming. I was like,
is that illegal then?
Yeah, is it really?
I'd be a terrible lawyer. Well, is that, Your Honor, nobody came.
Like,
so.
Who are you representing? You're like, you're representing the kids? You're like,
this court is out of order.
Whole system's on trial.
I can't even talk loud because my fucking rib hurts.
Oh.
But no, I just think it's like, listen, people, I mean, R. Kelly, he got out of jail. He went right to the McDonald's where he used to meet these bitches at.
He picked up a 14-year-old at a trial where he was being, like, tried for fucking a 14-year-old.
Yeah, where I'm from, that's called Wicked Game.
or staying on brand, really. You're staying on brand.
I mean, if I had that kind of game, I imagine if you're that kind of game and that kind of confidence.
Double down.
Where you're like, you're at the job, you're on trial, you're making eye contact from as they're cross-examining you. Yeah, you're like,
give me some digits. Give me right.
Hey, the young girl over there.
You get the bailiff. Tell the bailiff, you're like third row in the middle. I'm a teddy bear.
Give her my number. Give me a Build-A-Bear.
Oh no.
No, but that's what it is. Women, you have your thing, we have our thing. Like if you want to, listen, if you're famous, I don't know how you don't take a, everybody does. Bill Clinton.
Clinton.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, hey, get the fat girl. Okay. I got a 10-minute break. Grab the fat girl. Like, that's how guys are. If you get successful enough that you can just like cash it in for pussy, that's how it is.
If you can cash your pussy in, then why not do it?
And if you're a female and you can be like, oh shit, this guy wants to take me out, I get some lobster.
So great, like, with Bill Clinton, it's like
I'm thinking Red Lobster because that's where I take my gals the first.
The seafood lover in you,
yeah. Bill Clinton, all you can eat.
Like, imagine Fidel Castro is like a gesture of like conciliatory friendship, gives him like a box of cigars, and he's like, I'm gonna put one of these up that fat girl's cut in the front office.
Woof.
He like hits a button, he's like, hey, bring in Monica.
When guys get super successful, I think one of the first things they think about is like, how can I cash in on this?
Did you ever cash in on it?
I didn't, but even when I got a little bit of heat, the thing is, when you get a little bit of heat, you get more confidence, and then women like a confident guy.
That's true.
That's why you're attracted to Dave Jusko. So if you're R. Kelly, you're Michael Jackson. And everybody wants to like be around you. At some point, you're like, "All right, someone's got to fuck me now." You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you don't want to fuck the same woman.
You got to get some strange.
Yeah, you want to mix it up a little bit. Am I right, Brian?
Yeah, or even like fucks. Like if I had to blow somebody, it would definitely be a kid. Because I have a bad gag reflex. You know what I mean? I'd be worried the guy's a big dick. So I'd much rather blow a kid. Kid's not even gonna come.
That's what I'm saying. You're just licking him.
Yeah, I'm just licking like a little.
You're just trying to get the
lollipop.
What he tastes like.
And then one kid was like, he put his adult, full-grown man penis in my mouth, and I can't help but laugh. It's just what a thing to say.
He probably don't have a big dick.
What was that kid's last name? Tattletale.
Oh. Snitch.
I mean, he don't have a fucking art. He's not carrying around an Artie Fuqua on him. You know what I mean? He has a little fucking little dick. Michael Jackson has a little dick, but I
probably.
Bet.
Although I heard like Michael Jackson, you know, he does that like, I just want to say I love going here. But apparently, like when he was off camera, he'd be like, listen, I gotta go.
Listen, niggers.
Yeah, y'all gotta know that this bad. We making this video about Beat It, and it's gonna be good.
No, you know it's not that way.
I think I heard that he's like.
When I heard that too.
He was off camera.
Oh.
My
you guys have the same source.
Dave Jessel, whatever the guy's name is.
Will Sylvans.
Yeah, right.
I'd fuck him too. That's fine. Didn't I say I'd fuck him too? I say
Will
I would Sylvans? Fuck everybody. Yeah, but I'm
Will
really
Sylvans. Oh my god.
You're in a monogamous committed relationship now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's not allowed to have sex with other people, and you, I guess, certainly are not.
I faltered like once the night of the podcast with
who'd you fuck?
I didn't bang anybody. I just kissed somebody.
Oh. Yeah. Like tongue and everything?
No. I don't remember. If it don't, you can barely remember.
You're drunk, right?
But yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you did recently, but you haven't been dating this guy this long, have
you?
Yeah,
but we're fine now, I think.
Guy you're dating?
Yeah.
You told him you kissed somebody else?
He saw my texts.
Oh, how do you see
the guy?
Huh?
The guy?
Yeah.
Well, you kissed the guy and then you texted him?
Oh.
That was a great kiss. You are a good kisser. I hope my boyfriend doesn't find out. And
it's somebody you know. It's somebody you know too. Oh. But I can't. I'm not.
You kissed?
Yeah.
I think you already talked about this.
When?
Jim Gaffigan?
Fucking never met them. No.
Barry Ribs.
Yeah.
Yo, yo.
Hot.
Yo, that was hot, yo.
My lips are chapped, but they're smooth if you bite all the skin off.
Oh, you want to go to Elizabeth and make out in the basement?
Yes, but no.
Oh, my God.
Committed relationship. But
so, you know, I have HPV, you know. Yo.
Man, come on. It's 2019. There's
somebody
no such
me.
Thing as committed relationship.
It's hard for me not to just hoe around. I've been hoeing around for 26 years, so it's difficult.
What's with something to be about 4 or 5?
Hmm? Woof.
Must have been something.
No, you're not bleeding. It's an early period.
Oh, my God. Come
gross.
On. Don't make me laugh because it really hurts.
Do you have any callers?
Yeah, we have a lot of callers.
You should probably jump in there because that guy, the Massachusetts guy.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Luke Perry. Luke Perry's calling in.
Luke Perry's calling in? Are we doing this now? Okay.
Luke Perry.
Oh, no, that's not Luke Perry. This is OVO Cool Cat calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
A to the Q.
What up?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to say rest in peace to Luke Perry. It is definitely a sad day for acting.
Fuck you.
A sad day for what?
Acting.
Why? I don't even get it.
Chad Zumbach callback.
Oh.
Called in.
Well, good one, OVO. Yeah.
Were you watching him on
the...
Yeah. I'm going to have to put you on payroll.
Yup. Hey, Keanu.
Yeah.
Dave Juskow said that, so basically what he said was on his podcast, I only listened to a few minutes because it's kind of rough to listen to.
Oh,
but
no.
He said that, he said it real quick, though. He said that you and him would fool around a little bit.
Never. Lies. Lies. Lies.
That's how embellishes.
Oh, my God. Fool around like what? Like let you follow me around McDougal Street? Is that like fooling around?
Do you ever hold his
hand? It's true. It's not true.
Do you ever hold his hand?
No. Are you kidding? He's 1,000 years old.
He said it. That was the guy Keanu kissed.
What's that?
Maybe that was the guy Keanu kissed, Kevin.
No, it's not. No.
Right. It was Brad Trackman.
It was no one.
No one. All right. Well,
no,
I guess...
that's not true. I'm putting that rumor to rest. That is okay. Not true. And I wish that man, I might have to have a talk with him.
Well, it's
forever in the friend zone.
Yeah, he's in the friend zone. But, you know, it's kind of like telephone, though. Maybe somebody said you know, one thing or another or whatever it is.
I'm texting him to call in.
Okay.
Dude, do not. Oh, my God.
All right. How about his brother, Martin Landau? He was great in Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. You just like saying Ed Wood.
I know, right?
Ed Wood, because right. It's slightly pornographic.
It's a little bit. Am I barking up the wrong tree?
All righty, guys. Well, I got to go because Brian's really pissing me off right now.
Why?
He's doing Chad Zumbach.
Oh. I feel like I'm high. I'm catching nothing because
no, you're armed.
No, I'm off my game because I am just
you're injured.
Yeah, no, I can't even fucking focus. Anyway, OVO, you're on fire. Sorry.
All right, thank you, buddy.
It turns out you were lying about the whole Brody Stevens thing, 100%.
Yeah, and I totally opened up about it. I agreed, and I
no, but you hung out for like three different shows, and then he did a Periscope on New Year's Eve from the Comedy Store.
It was the year before.
It wasn't a year before.
Before that. We hung out in 1978.
Why would you lie about a dead man?
If I'm lying.
You don't believe in any karma, you're going blind. Isn't that a sign to you? Like what else do you want? You want your dick not to work? Like, I mean, like
that's 9 inches of mess, right?
Oh,
no, seriously, it's like girthy and long.
Come on, man!
It's 2019 with the Me Too shit. She's already gone through enough.
I know. I've been through enough.
Right. I wear this.
But you never held hands. Do you guys eat alone at diners?
Never. Not once. One time we went out for a drink after the podcast, and
just
he might
have him.
He paid for it.
Yeah, but I didn't know any better. How would I know not to do that?
She's just a babe in the woods.
How would I know not to do that? I don't know who this man is.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? All right. Off the good
is that me?
That's you.
Yeah.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Kevin. You can check and see if your rib is broken. If you use your index and middle finger.
Oh, my God. The elaborate.
The ruse.
Okay.
That guy for like 2 days was like.
I was really about to do it.
Yeah.
It does feel right under, like almost right under my where you. It's just, that's like the epicenter where
I'm wearing like a compression bandage?
I'm wearing a bra. So somebody has to.
Okay. Come on.
Don't borrow one from her. Old mosquito bites over here.
I thought you wanted to play with him. Now you're insulting him.
He's like a classic guy. First, he compliments you, and then it gets nowhere, so they insult you.
Fuck you, flat-chested bitch.
You're not going to fuck me while I fuck myself.
Go ahead, caller.
Got my hair for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You have the floor, sir.
Hello, this is Scott from Canada.
Hey,
Scott.
Je me souviens.
Remember I was on the show when Brian scared that girl away there?
No.
Which, shocking. Every show we have a girl on.
I know. What?
You were live in studio?
Yeah, I was on. Remember I was in the audience and Brian made the girl cry and she ran away and then I came and I sat down for the rest of the show.
Oh, you're the pilot?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's up, man? Yeah, I don't
think that.
Did I make her cry?
Anyways, I got a few questions for you guys. First of all, Brian, Sherlock Holmes,
I know, right? The three-piece suit. I have an event. I have a gala tonight that I have to go.
What, is the masquerade party?
Right. Exactly. I'm dressed like a chubby, like coming from Tammany Hall.
Yeah.
These Italians aren't even people. Italians aren't people.
Everybody's dressed much nicer. And people are like, he's blind. He doesn't know what he's wearing.
He thinks he looks good.
He thinks he's handsome. Right. He's got a full head of hair.
Yeah, right.
So what else? What else is going on in Canada? You don't even live in Canada. You're a pilot, so you're around. You travel a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm retired now, but I was in Florida for 3 months, and I just got back, and it's pretty cold up here, actually.
Wow.
Also, why are you in Florida for 3 months if you're a pilot? They station
you. Well, I'm retired. I retired from a pilot, and now
that's
I'm just
right.
an artist and a comedy fan, as you know. Anyways, Kevin, so you're doing a lot of opening for Louis. Is it hard to fill Joe List? Shoes there or what?
Oh. Tell us the
look at your face.
He's a pilot. Tell us the plain truth.
No, there's nothing. I don't even know. I can't really comment on anything like that. I'm not going to slam Joe List or anything like that.
Oh, how come those other guys don't open for Louis anymore? Did he get a new regime for openers or what?
I can't even. I don't know. I can't speak for other people. This guy's a real cocksucker.
He really is.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know Joe List's...
He's really got me in a quagmire.
You know Joe List's middle name?
What?
To do?
No, I don't know how. I don't know how anybody's... I have my hunches, but I don't know exactly, so I don't want to speculate on what's going on, but, you know, whatever.
Are you off the tour bus?
Yeah. It is what it is. I don't know. I think I know what happened, but I don't know exactly what happened. But Joe List opened for him a couple times anyway. He opened for him at Governor's one time, so he's just using different people. I think he always used different people.
Yeah, Joe List is funny. He's a pretty funny comedian, actually.
No, he's very, very talented guy.
Oh. Brian, can you do some Liza Minnelli? I love it when you do Liza.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, last time I was on a plane, I said, what's in the back of the plane? And they said, you've had too many Bloody Marys. I said, we haven't left the tarmac yet. Mother was an actress, too. My father was gay. I found love my whole life.
Why would you be curious about what's in the back of the plane?
Because they put the bags back there, but I saw people walking.
Oh, Brian's had so many jobs. If you listen to all the episodes, he's listed about 900 jobs that he's had in his life. He's only 45, I think.
Yeah, well,
but if you add up all the jobs that he claims he had, he would be 197 years old. I think I'm going to start to. I'm going to write them all down and get a list of all the.
Wait.
You know, he said.
Let me ask you a question. When you're a pilot, is that your pilot voice, or are you using more of like a deeper voice?
I use a deeper voice. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, do your pilot voice, and then hang up.
Give us like an air pilot thing. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Berge speaking. We're now cruising at an altitude of 35,000 feet en route to Syracuse. The weather today in Syracuse is cloudy skies, temperature 73. That kind of thing, yeah.
That's
anyways,
great.
All right. Nice talking to you guys. See you later.
All right, buddy.
All right, Scott.
Great.
If I was going to Syracuse, I'd be like, just crash his plane. I don't want to go to Syracuse.
He does art, too. Now he's like sells his art or something.
He does weld his art. I remember that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pilot.
He's a pilot.
I fucked a pilot. He broke my thumb in a construction site. Yeah.
What?
What?
We'd on a purpose. We were fucking in like a abandoned construction area.
Because that turns you on?
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
He didn't try to fuck you in a cockpit? Get it?
Right?
And yeah.
Like a real 4x4.
We broke my thumb because it was hard.
Your thumb? Like, where was
how
it?
How old were you?
I was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
You fucked a pilot in an abandoned building.
Yeah. And it broke my thumb. Like,
well, why would he take you to an abandoned building?
We were next door to it. And then we were like, oh, let's go in here and smash
were you at a bar
things.
Or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just started talking to a guy?
I had seen him around before, and he was like,
oh. Did you fuck him for the miles?
Did you get the little wings again?
Yeah,
you?
I got wings.
Yeah, he's like, sorry about these little plastic wings.
He was a freak.
Sorry about
yeah.
your thumb. Right. What airline? Can you say?
I have no idea. Probably, I want to say.
Probably
Delta.
Made up the whole thing.
No, I have pictures of him on an airplane and stuff. But not I have them.
I
want to
say Delta.
Me.
Just say it then.
Yeah, it sounds like Air Cunnilingus with the Irish.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Did you let him bareback you? No rubber.
Yeah, right. I think
ahead,
I no
caller.
Never.
You got a Chad Zumbach hater.
Okay. All right. Favorite Chad Zumbach Netflix special. Go ahead.
The one exists?
No, sir. I mean, he watches Netflix.
Hey, Kevin. Brian. Yeah.
Yo.
So a little while ago, you know, it was announced that Luke Perry died, whatever. And then Ellie Learman, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She goes on there and, like, you know, puts RIP and all that. And so I respond with, like, she's always tweeting about Al Sharpton. So I put a GIF, you know, that little image that keeps replaying over and over.
Yep.
Of while he lives, you know, and a GIF of Al Sharpton. She totally busted a Chad Zumach and goes, seriously? With, like, the little face with the eyes rolled up. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. All you do is tweet about Uber. You want to bang Uber drivers. And so we're supposed to know, like Chad Zumach, we're supposed to know we're supposed to take this seriously. This is a serious tweet, guys. We can't goof around. Tell her to get the fuck out of here with that bullshit on Twitter. That was so lame, dude.
Yeah.
So who's your beef with? Allie?
With Allie!
She was great in the Breakfast Club.
You know, babe. Anyway,
that is.
Oh, enough of that shit. Hey, Keanu.
What?
Hello, Keanu.
What's up?
Hey, so I'm the guy that I called into Burning Bridges a while back. I'm formerly known as Selma the Cleaning Woman. I'm just going by Rick from L.A. now. So fuck.
Oh yeah, Selma Cleaning Woman.
Hey, who do you go fuck by? Who you go by now?
Just Rick from L.A. because I'm Rick from L.A. I was born and raised in L.A. So fuck that Selma bullshit already.
Lato.
Very cool.
Hey, yeah,
East L.A.
I know how to talk all that bullshit. Like, hey, what's up? What's up,
hey,
homie?
Let's get some carne asada. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. Okay.
I can't do that shit.
Guacamole
right
is good today. Lots of chilies.
It's too much guacamole. Is bad. Oh, no. Stay away from the guacamole today. Oh, that's it. So we got a bad batch.
What?
Go ahead, caller. We're losing our one audience member. Go ahead.
Hurry up. Okay. So Keanu. I have all I do is fantasize about my female relatives, blood relatives, like first cousins.
Yeah, he wants to fuck his cousin.
Once removed, second, all of that shit. When I bang my wife, I imagine she's my cousin.
Well, you got hot cousins?
Like I role play in my head that my wife is my cousin while we're banging, and I have this whole scenario of how we hooked up right now, that how we flirted, and things got carried away, and now we're banging, and she's my cousin.
Does your wife know that?
No,
and when you're fucking it, you go, that. You like that, cuz?
Yeah, like, hey, cuz.
That's the stuffing, Thanksgiving pussy.
Yeah, because that shit is so taboo. So
I watch like, a lot of incest porn, yeah.
It's so taboo.
I love that shit.
Wait, yeah. So oh do you hit on your cousins or no?
I kind of do. I throw subtle hints like, hey, you look so pretty.
Ugh.
You know, I'm not supposed to say that really to a cousin.
Yeah, when you're at Thanksgiving, you're like, do you drop your fork and then you get down low and sniff that Kulu?
They're all in Mexico. I just learned with them on Facebook, but, you know.
I'm getting kind of turned on by him trying to fuck his Hispanic fucking.
Nice to see you. Are you doing your Kegels?
I think you can fuck your second cousins, and your kids won't
you
be.
You can fuck anybody.
Yeah. You shouldn't fuck your first cousins.
I want to. Yeah, first
yeah, but
cousin.
You just wear a condom. I think it's not illegal to fuck your cousin, is it, Garrett?
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
No. First cousin.
It's illegal?
I don't think you can marry first cousins.
No, you can't marry. We're not talking about marrying.
The guy's talking
Puerto
about
Ricans. They don't marry anyway.
The guy's talking about
talking about fucking your cousin.
Talking about California.
Yes, it's legal in California. First cousins. You, look it up.
As long as they're into it.
That's why they call
legalize pot, they had to legalize all this other shit. Oh, you can fuck your cousins too.
That's why they call it the Show Me State.
You can't.
Not even the Show Me State.
It's Missouri.
Fuck your cousins. Follow your bliss. Just don't rape your cousins. That would be.
Never rape.
Don't rape. Great.
Thanks a lot, Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Always ask for permission when you're fucking your cousin.
Also, your poor wife, I just feel bad. She's like, you're pretending
maybe
she's your
maybe she's also a cousin. Did you do a 23andMe?
That's true.
That'd be so hot. You're like, I'm in love with you all
sister?
Over again. Ooh.
Well, What?
Do you have a sister?
Yeah, but I don't.
You don't want to fuck her.
Sister sex.
She put on some weight recently.
Hey, Keanu, do you know this one chick named Katie Cummings? She does like it, brother sister incest. Baseball.
Katie
it's
Cummings. Baseball. I'll look her
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she's like kind of chubby now. She's kind of fat. Oh. Like that.
Wow.
But, no, but
she's Whitney's cousin, ironically.
But you want to? You don't. You're not scared by a juicy ass, are you?
Hell no! I love a big fat ass.
Oh my yeah. God! You're a freak.
Yeah,
I love
turning me on.
Don't start jerking each other.
All
right,
all that.
This guy's fucking get
fat
me hot.
Gilf, all of that.
Gilf.
Grandmas, I like to fuck.
Grandmas?
Wow. Yes, guys. Dude, they're crazy.
Like take your dentures out and blow me. Yeah. Dude,
wait, you watch Gilf porn or you just want to fuck a grandma?
Like, I don't know. Like, no, not my grandma. Like, just,
no, don't be a weirdo, Kevin.
Yeah, come on.
Jesus Christ.
Grandma's probably a fugly grandma.
I'm Eskimo sisters with my mom.
What's that mean?
Me and my mom fucked the same guy.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
Rod
that's
Small.
Cool.
That's sort of porny. Yeah.
Rod Small?
No.
What a small world, they said after that.
His pants.
They
fucked him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Rick. Sounds like you got it all worked out, buddy.
All of your
Thanks,
bliss.
Guys. I'm
just
go
no
jack
raping.
Off now.
Go, right. Jack off.
Go jack off. Just love it's like it's like fucking. He gets all hot talking about fucking his cousin
because
he can't verbalize it. Half the thing is verbalizing it, like putting it out there, and then you're like, oh shit, I'm a perv. And they watch a little cousin porn.
Ugh. Cousins.
I think it's okay. Like I used to jerk off. Remember the Flowers in the Attic books?
No.
You know, DC Andrews, Flowers in the Attic?
I think as long as they don't look like you, it's all right. If they look like you and they're fucking cousins, that's like, you know what I mean?
If they look like somebody else in your family, like I have one cousin, she's blonde. I'm pretty sure she's gay, but she's not out. And she looks just like my grandmother, so she's out. She's not. But my other cousin's cute. I guess I'd fuck her.
Oh.
I mean, no, she's a lucky girl, huh?
I guess so. Right. I know.
Hey,
luckily my cousins are ugly as fuck, so I'm not attracted to them.
Right. Well,
really, what a blessing.
Like Spanish chicks, though.
Yeah, what a blessing. Yeah, well, so two of my cousins are half. They live in California. They're half Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, they were and they're their best looking cousins too.
Well, like she said, like Keanu said, you like a little pepper on your Caesar salad.
That was even before. That was even before I knew about that. Everybody else was very pale.
Right.
My son called me,
Cracker?
No, yesterday he goes, what's up, white boy? Yo, this little fucking, you know what. Anyway, go ahead, caller.
There we go.
We're on our own.
That's great. About right.
Great.
God,
now we're on a fucking field trip. Now we're on a bus ride.
So do you live with this gentleman?
No.
Okay, so you have separate places.
Mm-hmm.
How's your podcast doing?
Good.
All right.
Yeah, but who do you live with?
I live by myself.
No way. Where? Harlem?
Harlem. I have a studio.
Is it near whatchamacallit? That's why you go up there, Gino?
Right. I guess he does live in Harlem. But no, I don't know where he lives.
You and him share a cab?
No. No.
How do you get home when you're done working?
I Uber.
You ever fuck a Uber driver?
There was an Uber driver that he was also a comic that I did bang, yeah, but...
While he was Ubering you?
No.
Would you give him 4.8?
No, we fucked under a bridge.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Over his Uber car. Yeah.
Like an old-fashioned?
Over his Uber car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That was not a good time in my life. Yeah.
In the car, and it was
about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
was it an Uber ride?
No. I just knew him from comedy.
Okay.
But he also drove for Uber.
Okay.
So I would sit in the front. I wouldn't sit in the back seat or anything.
When you start playing with
he wouldn't charge you.
Seat?
He would just give you a ride.
No, he wasn't charging me. That would be fucking sad. Right. No, he was not charging me.
He's like five stars.
Okay,
so he gave you a ride. You were sitting in the front seat, and
oh my God.
I started like blowing him, and then we
wait,
got.
Wait, what? You started blowing him in the front seat?
I'm telling you, this is not a good time in my life. This was like a really.
What else was going on?
18 was hard.
Oh, just like it's a filthy monster. That's all.
You just fucking just for fuck's sake.
Yeah, just out of boredom. I don't know. Yeah. And then we got out of the car under a bridge, and then fucked over the car.
I'm guessing Raw Dog again.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Fucked in.
Nobody uses condoms
in the car.
Over it, like
on the top of the car. You fucked on top of the car.
Yeah, not like outside? On it, bent over the car. Yeah, outside, under a bridge. Yeah, yeah.
It's still outside. Can you? Isn't that slightly illegal?
Yeah, it's definitely illegal.
It turns out it's her cousin. All kinds of. And then he
calls in.
And his right turn signal doesn't work either. It's all kinds of violations.
Not good. Not good.
Your registration's expired, and you're having unprotected sex with your cousin on the hood of a Toyota Camry. I'm going to take somebody in. You're sorry. God.
So you just, I can't even imagine.
I know. But I'm also, isn't that what you're supposed to do when you're
20s? Yeah, in New York, you're supposed to fuck as many people as you can in your 20s.
You seem like you have an insatiable sexual appetite. Is being with this one comic.
She'd be fucking us right now.
Right? I mean, at a certain point, you're very sexual, right?
Yep, I guess so. Yeah.
The one guy, is this enough for you? Is Jay Ogerson enough dick for you?
He's the best, that's like the best dick in the world. Like, that's like the best sex in the entire world. If it weren't, then I wouldn't be with this dude. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
What makes it so
good? The guy you're fucking now is good.
But, yeah.
And you come a lot with this guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like.
On the outside or on the inside? Both?
Both. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, I've heard Keith Robinson's after that stroke. He always shakes a lot.
Has that always been the case, inside and outside?
No.
But usually not the inside?
That's not an easy thing to do. But
so he's getting you on the inside?
Yeah.
So he's black?
No.
Not black?
No, he's not black.
He's mixed?
He's not mixed. He's just like you. He's not exactly like all white.
Well, who?
Just narrowed it down.
Who is? Yeah, we're really trying to.
He's not black though. I don't know how to explain. He's like, he's Trinidadian and Polish.
Ooh. Oh, I think I know who it is.
Me. I love kielbasa, man.
If we're still together after this,
we gotta be kielbasa for you, man.
Oh my God.
Me. I came from Warsaw. Carnival in Warsaw, man. Only one running around in a grass skirt.
Oh, boy.
Weaving me bongos. And I make the guy come and I say...
Oh, stop it.
From Poland and Warsaw. And I also go to Trinidad, too.
Come on, seriously.
I took a boat to New York and now I fuck her in Okulu. That's what we do.
Was he better comic or Uber driver?
Who was better, the Uber driver?
No.
He's not an Uber driver.
He's not. He's a different guy.
He's a different guy. That
guy
looks
like... What's he do for money?
What does he do? He makes...
all full-time?
He does comedy, and then he also moves houses.
Did you guys hear about the Polish Uber driver? He drives from the back seat.
Oh, boy.
That's why I get paid as much as I do. I'll be honest with you.
That's where you got the fancy suits from the 1960s. The guy from Man Man was like, I don't wear this shit anymore.
I'll take it. I'm a boy's husky.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a fucking
God.
Disaster. Yeah, if I was in my 20s and I was hanging around comics, I guess I would just start blowing people, too. You're just out of boredom, right? And maybe you'll get a meal out of it. Who knows?
No one's buying me anything, but...
Yeah, maybe the guy will make you come. What do you care?
It's true. I like
the fucking hand job place. There's like now the debate over the hand job place. One guy wrote in the New York Post, he wrote a thing, he goes, he got addicted to hand jobs.
I actually read that story.
Yeah. How long did it take you to read it?
Forever. Honestly,
STR.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Did you hear about the
No, but he said he was addicted. First of all, it's completely made up just for clickbait. But you don't get addicted to hand jobs. Like it might fuck you up with a normal, because women aren't good with hand jobs. Like these women are professionals at the hand job. Like they will give you a fucking nice hand job. You know,
one more Polish thing. Did you guys hear about the Polish submarine?
No.
Yeah, it got broken. They had to go in and fix the screen door.
I'm laughing at the rim shot.
I'm not even laughing at the fucking.
What do you think?
Wait, so he's Polish. He's Polish and Trinidadian.
Yeah.
He's got blue eyes.
They're brown.
Well, he's probably good looking though, right?
Real good looking, yeah.
And where'd you just met him at an open mic or something?
No, he came on the podcast, I guess.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I like coconut pierogies, man. That's what I like.
Does Alan get mad when you fuck these guys?
When I fuck the guests?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't get mad.
She's normally with Alan, but I didn't want her to bring Alan today because I thought Alan would get mad if I'm talking about who she's fucking or whatever. Because I think he still
that's the whole point of the podcast.
I think he still wants to fuck you.
No, he doesn't.
You hang around with someone long enough, you want to fuck them.
No. He does not. We're more repulsed by each other.
Like you get a roommate, you're gonna fuck your roommate. You get a sidekick. I'd fuck him, except he's so hideous. You know what
Alan?
I mean? No, Brian. He always smells like wine, red wine, and rosés.
It's more of a sour alcohol smell.
Yeah, it's
cirrhosis has a distinct
terrible. I've seen him with his shirt on.
So, you know, there's that to think about. Right.
Oh. Trying to get Jessica to call in. He said, please go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
What's up?
Fuck.
Who's this?
It's Dave Juskow. You told me to call.
Oh, nice.
All right, take it easy.
How are you?
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Hey, this guy's all right.
It's all right. Okay. So there's a rumor afloat that you and Kiana are an item. Care to comment?
Is this really you?
Oh, it's me.
What's your mother's maiden name and your social security number?
Everybody knows that already.
All right,
I put that on Twitter all the time.
Okay.
I didn't realize people thought we were banging.
I didn't know that either.
You said it on your podcast, apparently.
And there's also a rumor that you will not book Keanu on her show because she won't fuck you. That's what she just said.
That is not what I said.
You said something like that.
I said it seemed like that because of the boyfriend.
So?
Yes, I can see where that would be construed that way, but that is not the case.
Okay.
I can see where
people I said it's
a correlation.
You did it. I said it seemed that way.
Sure, I understand how that would seem that way, but I still
you've ruined my comedy relationship.
He's like a bad Martin Short character in a movie where he's all nervous. No, I don't know why you would say that. That's terrible.
Why would you even say that? I didn't do it. I don't know what you're talking about, right?
Your voice goes up.
Nathan Thurm, right?
Oh, my God.
So, Jessica, if you did that, I have a lot more respect for you than I used to have. So.
Come on.
Fuck a bitch. If she don't put out, fucking cut her out of this.
I didn't know that's what was going on.
They cut her out. What do you? You don't know anybody, anything. You're not getting any younger, Jessica. So you start playing with, you start saying, "Hey, suck my dick, or else fuck, I'm gonna cut you out of the scene," like Louis B. Mayer would do.
Right. I'll tell you one more thing, my crop Mick friend. She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had.
And I had him from all over.
Right. Acting lessons, singing lessons. He was grooming you for stardom. And ironically, you fucked him.
I'm going to make so much trouble for you, your head will spin.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This feels...
Mr. Corleone prefers to hear his bad news in person. Thank you for an excellent meal.
This feels really wrong.
Hey, Kevin, you ever see the SCTV version where he's like, hey, you ever see Talking Cabbage? Whatever. The horse started talking. You better give Johnny that part in the movie.
voice. So much pain.
It made me laugh. I fucked up my arm. Every time I laugh, it hurts.
Ironically, he was Tony Romans and he fell down
the other night.
Hey, every time I sneeze, I went to the doctor. Every time I sneeze, I have an orgasm. He said, "What are you taking for that?" I said, "Pepper."
I said you were great on Crashing the other night.
Yeah, who said that?
I said it, and so did Judd Apatow. He told me the other day.
How did you see him, and why would he even come up?
He was on my show.
Yeah, you're flexing.
How was he on your show?
I don't know. He wanted to do a spot.
Yeah, Miss Mesquite.
Wait, he was on your podcast?
No. He was on my show down at the Cellar.
Oh, wow. What was your show?
The one you kicked me off
of. The one I kicked Keanu off.
Yeah, I know.
Right, exactly. Oh. Did Judd fuck you?
Keanu, I was planning on putting you on the March 26th show.
I know, and I want to do it, and I want us to be friends, and you come see my stand-up.
Oh.
We are friends.
I know, so don't take this personally. I didn't know they were going to talk to me about this.
I don't take anything Kevin does personally ever. Everybody knows that.
Good. March 26th, I'll be there.
Her boyfriend apparently is a half.
Wait, what was your show that you host a show and it's just stand up?
No, it's like a themed. Well, it's a themed stand up show. So the last one was the Oscar special.
So people just went up and talked, and they didn't have any Oscar jokes, right?
Well, Judd did because you know he was talking about Dewey Cox should have been nominated.
At the Oscar show, did you serve hot dogs?
Everybody won a Jusky Award. He performed.
Who else was on the show?
Nikki Glaser, Ryan Hamilton, Joe Mackey, and Greer Barnes.
That's a big show.
And Mateo, yeah. I've got for the 26th, I got little Sammy Morrell and Chris DeStefano, Marina Franklin, and little Lenny Marcus, your favorite.
I'll be there.
Front row.
Sitting in the front. This guy stinks.
You should go up like when they get the audience when they their little Oscar thing. You should run up there and like the Native American, you know, like with Marlon Brando. Many moons have passed since I.
All right, man, get back to work.
All right.
We're gonna
thanks
put
for calling in.
Miss
you.
You
lovebirds will work right, it out. Don't worry about it.
Oh Jesus!
These guys got something going on. Hot. Fuck him. Who cares?
Come on.
Give me a hand job. Is he ugly?
I could see why you want to be on a show. Did you know Judd Apatow was going to be on it?
No, I didn't know that one. But the last one, it was Sarah Silverman and Gilbert Gottfried and Judy
Cohn. He wouldn't let you on?
No, I was on that one. But it was like, yeah.
Talk about three people that don't celebrate Christmas.
So so do you want these people to see you and then put you in their movies?
I just want to, I like to be around them. I'm a comedian, so yeah, place.
What would you say to Sarah if you met her?
I met her.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't even know what I said. I just talked to her.
You said, hi, I'm a young comedian?
Yeah. I was like,
fucking everybody in town? Like,
yeah, right.
Fucking everybody in town.
Uber drivers, like in bareback.
I heard you made it that way by fucking everybody. He's like, yes, that's true. I fucked a lot of beer. You know how many dicks I had to suck to get this spot tonight?
Pussy still
if Just Gal show.
David Tell's fingers.
No. Ugh. I was trying to get on it without having to do that.
You probably fucked 100 guys.
Sarah?
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
In show business alone.
It's a long weekend.
I gotta fuck the right ones in show business.
Right.
Not the Uber drivers.
Exactly.
Slash comedians.
Christian Finnegan throws you a cum rag. He's like, oh, he's going in.
I don't know if you can fuck your way to the top anymore.
I don't know.
There's too many outlets. You can't like get on a sitcom like you used to be able to, or get on the Johnny Carson show. You know what I mean?
But if I'm the only one that still will, though, the rest of the women have like high self-esteem and
Karen Fian will fuck anybody. I mean, there's...
She's all talk. She don't fuck anybody.
I don't know about that.
She talks the talk. I think she's really fucking walking the walk and sucking the cock.
She's for sure. This one over here is a goer. No,
I think it's like I think you have to come a lot to be slutty, you know, because I don't think women want to fuck because they don't come. She comes a lot, then she'll want. You could almost do porn, like comedy porn.
What's one of my favorite Broadway shows from the 50s?
What?
Come a lot.
Oh boy.
Come a lot.
This guy fucking strikes gold sometimes. Tim, you got any questions?
No. Right. How's truck going?
Teamster Tim's here. Talking to the mic.
How's your boy doing?
What boy?
Don't you have a son?
I got two sons.
Well, the one that I would know about. You brought him in here one time. He's a young-looking kid. Beautiful boy, actually.
What is it with you and other people's kids, man?
I like fucking kids!
Am I under oath?
Yeah. Did it.
Sorry! I'm like Gary Glitter. I live here.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, yeah. God, judge much? Who's the oldest guy you've ever fucked? Let me ask you that.
Still mad at Voss?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, really?
I'm not mad at him.
Voss wouldn't fucking give him the time of day outside the Comedy Cellar one time.
Oh, really?
He's like, hey, Rich Voss. He goes, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And then, he put up on Twitter something stupid about me. And
About you?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Talking to the mic.
It was, I commented on something and he put, shut your mouth, you're not funny, and something like that. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
I can't even have a private moment, you know?
And then he put up 33 years sober, and I said consecutive.
In a row?
Yeah, in a row.
Exactly.
And,
first of all, that's supposed to be anonymous.
I know.
Yeah. You
fucking braggarts.
Right. Then he tapes a show at a NA convention. He brings cameras in and fucking, you know, lights, cameras, mics and shit. You know, fucking guys are in there all fucked up, man.
Are you sober? No, you're not sober, right?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't drink.
You don't drink, but I mean, do you do drugs?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're
are you in the program? Like, are you?
I was.
You were,
I did.
But you're. How many years have you had?
Like 7.
All right.
Wait, so you did go to, you are sober then?
Yeah.
So you think he's obnoxious, what he does?
No, I don't think he's obnoxious. Yeah. I just know guys like that who do that. Like, they're, you know, they... Sobriety is like everything to them, you know. They have that, you know, better than type of thing, you know. Because
they're arrogant.
A lot of people don't make it.
They're arrogant about their sobriety.
They do make it. What?
They're arrogant about their sobriety.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit,
a little bit, a little bit.
A little bit.
You know,
a little
bit. Well, I tried to give him a cookie last week, and he goes, "I'm quitting sugar." I said, "What's left?"
Voss.
Yeah, Voss.
No, you didn't try to give him a cookie.
I did.
Oh, when he was here. Yeah. And he said, no, he's quitting sugar.
No, because I'm quitting sugar.
Because Bonnie's a vegan.
Right.
So Bonnie, yeah, my wife's thinking about being a vegan.
Long and prosper, okay?
My wife's a vegan, and it might lead to divorce because I don't want to have to fucking. She makes this mush.
Your wife?
Yeah, she makes this mush, and then she feeds it to the. No, she's thinking about doing it. She was used to be a vegan before I met her. But then she makes this mush, and then the kids don't eat it, and then she gets mad. She's like, you know what's in that? I go, I eat your ass. You know what's in that?
Yeah.
So it's like, what's your point? Like, everything, we're all going to die anyway. You want to be a 90-year-old vegan?
He's 60 years old. Have a
I hope I get hit by a fucking car today. I would hope, except it's so painful. Everything's so fucking painful.
Your body goes into shock. You wouldn't feel a thing.
No, yeah, you would.
I got hit by a car.
Did you?
Car
full of dicks.
I didn't really feel it.
I'm trying to think of something.
I know.
Car full of dicks.
Yeah. So what happened?
Fucked them all.
I was off my moped and I smashed their windshield with my head. I didn't really feel it though. It didn't hurt. I was also a little, probably still a little drunk. But I was
where in New York?
No, in South Carolina. I was 14. Yeah.
In a roadie, driving one hand.
It's a liquor sickle.
Lender drink. I'm going to Folly Beach in a couple of months.
That's you want to come where with I went to college.
Folly Beach is the name of it?
Yeah, my buddy opened a bar down
there. You're going to make a million puns down there at Folly Beach.
Yeah.
Every time you make this is such a folly.
The folly of man. Oh, my God. I fucking love Charleston. That's where I went to college.
All right.
Lots of good dick down there.
Come with me. I won't fucking be weird with you.
Yeah, the two of you on a road trip.
I need a seeing eye.
You're driving.
I need a seeing eye cream pie whore.
No, I can't come.
All right. Fine. Thanks for making that weird. Yeah. Did you hear about the Polish travel agency?
No.
Yeah, they'll get you across the street.
That's it? You don't have to keep making up bad ones.
All right.
Tim, you used to drink a lot? Or you used to party a lot?
Yes.
What was your drug of choice?
Did something happen that stopped you?
What was your rock bottom?
I just couldn't get out of bed no more.
Because you were hungover or you just...
I got hooked on Oxy.
Oh. And how'd you get off?
I went to rehab.
Oh, wow.
I was hooked on Oxy's with those facial cleaner things for your pores. I was going through like 5 jars a day.
I was taking 20 a day.
Wow. Holy were you shooting shit. Them?
Yeah.
And then you were still working?
No.
So hardcore.
Yeah, man.
Wait, were you just... You quit or do you don't want to talk about it? All right.
Great. You're a regular Charlie Rose.
Thank you.
Why? I fuck a lot of women?
Yeah, right.
I'm wearing a robe. I'm wearing a robe. You want to come and see me? We'll come out of the shower?
That was 2003.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about Artie Lang and all his troubles? You think rehab doesn't work for everybody, right? But it worked for you?
It did for about 8 years. And then same as you, I fell. I broke my arm. And then I got hooked again.
For real?
Yeah.
So are you sober?
You were clean,
right now I'm sober.
You were clean, and then you broke your arm. You went back on the sauce.
Yeah, it was perks, and then I went to oxycodone, and then from there I started using Suboxone.
Jeez, I'm just using Tylenol.
I'm taking some Suboxone lessons. I want to learn how to fight clever lying.
When that shit gets in your system.
So why did they give you such strong stuff? You broke your arm.
Yeah.
Where'd you fall?
I fell off a bike. I was riding a bike.
Did you break it yourself because you want to get fucked up?
No. Oof.
You're like, I'm fine. I was doing good. Darn it.
I was doing good, man. I enjoyed being sober. It was good.
Good.
Yeah, I just saw these two guys on a train. They were all fucking crazy. They were yelling, and I told my son, I go, that's why you can't do drugs. Because it's like drugs eventually it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot of happy endings.
I call my Chinese wife when she's covered in Vaseline.
No, there's not a lot of happy endings with drugs, right?
No.
Especially now with the OxyContin, people can't get off of it.
Well, the thing is, Jersey now they have
go out the door.
Doctors can only prescribe like so much.
And but it's too little, too late.
And then from there, you have to go to pain management or whatever it is, and they don't want to prescribe, so everybody goes to dope. Everybody sells heroin.
Yeah,
where you are in Jersey City is loaded with heroin.
Where? Up you got any addresses?
I'm asking for a friend.
Pavonia and Communipal, I think.
Where?
Pavonia and Communipal.
Ah, sure. Right. Sure.
I got the spider bags. This shit's strong. It's nice.
See that guy driving down on Jersey City was driving down the sidewalk like 60 miles an hour.
Really?
As a video. That wouldn't be heroin, right? Heroin is more relaxed,
okay,
right?
I never did dope.
If you're on heroin and you need money for heroin, do you rob people or are they too low-key?
Stuff.
You sell stuff, right?
Steal stuff and return.
If you're on crack or meth, you'll rob somebody, right? It's more aggressive.
Yeah, more or less.
Crack. I did that on accident once too.
Oh, crack once by accident? Oh my God, me too.
Best night of my life. I know.
So much fun, right?
The best. Yeah.
It's the greatest.
I see why people get addicted to that.
Yeah, no, it's totally fun.
I did coke once. I really had a good time.
That's really fun too.
It was very like I was very like extroverted. I was like talking to all these hot women. I don't know why I didn't try. I think I didn't have the money.
Going on a Friday night in New York City with like 2 grams of blow in your pocket and like going out drinking all night is like the most fun you can kind of have.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what life's all about. Yeah. Although I don't do that anymore.
No, please.
And then when, and like if, but a guy gets coke dick, right? Your dick don't work if you're
true.
My dick is so girthy and long.
women, you don't get coke pussy, do you? Do women get coke pussy?
No. You want to fuck like immediately, like
so there's nothing that can, if you're on coke, women just want to fuck, right?
Yeah.
So they can't find it. This is it. This is where the guy's driving on the sidewalk. Look at this.
Watch as a Ford Taurus veers off Ocean Avenue onto the sidewalk, sparks flying, missing
in Jersey City
by inches, but then moves down a light pole and rockets across the street into a heap of destruction.
It sounded like an explosion. Like two trucks had just collided.
Right, they talked to your wife.
Oh, she didn't tell me she was on TV.
Hey, Kev.
What?
Can I ask Brian a question?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Yo.
With the blow, do you ever get paranoid?
Yo, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You peek out windows?
Yeah. I've had my nights where, and it's horrible because you can kind of feel it happening. Like, I was at Martha's Vineyard a long time ago, and I was doing a bunch of coke with my friends of mine.
Initially, you get the high, but after the high wears off?
It depends on what the coke is, because a really good blow doesn't make you paranoid. It just makes you euphoric and good, but it's like they mix it with something. I'm in this house, and we're doing coke, and I was convinced that there were people in the woods that were going to come into the house. So I kept going around to all the windows looking out there, and my friend's like, you all right? I'm like, I think there's people out there. My friend's like, yeah, you're just really paranoid, man. Like, so sometimes you just get like a bad batch.
Yeah.
Like really good coke, you're like, doesn't happen. But you get paranoid, right? You would?
Well, toward the end, yeah, but I did it for like 15 years.
Right.
Like 7 years in, I was like, I couldn't even leave the house.
Yeah, was
there... And who'd you think it was? The cops are coming to get you? Or?
I don't know. It was just like weird, man. Like you're just peeking out windows and
if you're in a bar and you're passing a bag back and forth with some friends, and then you'll think like there's like undercover police at the bar sometimes.
And there are sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are.
Right, exactly.
I couldn't imagine doing coke and then having kids. It'd be like, what the fuck? Like they want to have a sandwich. You're like, who's outside?
Shh. Yeah. Well, remember like helicopters from the Goodfellas?
Right. Yeah, and he's making the fucking lasagna.
Yeah, exactly. Stir the sauce. Yeah.
When I used to hang with Joey in the 80s,
yeah,
and we did tons of it, and it was fun. But then you kind of cross the line with it.
And yeah,
because you get a little hooked to anything, and then it's a problem.
When
you know
it
what I mean?
Comes 2 or 3 days in, oof, then it's really bad, man.
That's too much. 2 or 3 days in a row, you know, I don't get you snorting talcum powder. After 2 or 3 days, you're gonna be like, there's spiders on the wall. I've got spiders on my arm. Somebody get a knife. I'm going to cut these spiders off my arm.
What would you do? You and Joey would come into the city and fuck around?
Yeah, we used to go to the city and cop, but...
No, but then what would you do when you got high? Well, what do you do when you get high? You go to a club?
Hotel rooms and play cards with a bunch of guys. You know,
on coke?
Yeah, it was weird.
That's hot. I go pay pinochle with Mario.
Pinochle.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, once you're high on coke, unless you're trying to get laid, what's the point of being high on coke?
Just because you can drink all night and, like, hang out.
Yeah.
You don't get too drunk where you're, like, falling down. You're just cool.
It's nice. It's a nice kind of yin to the yang, as they would say.
Yeah.
It's a mental addiction.
It's a what?
Mental addiction. It's not
mental?
Yeah, it's not physical addiction.
Coke?
Yeah.
Well, you
like think you're super funny and charming.
And I'm not.
It'd be funny if you're on coke right now.
God.
And you're like, well, let me try to remember what it's like. Let me reminisce.
Did you guys hear about the Polish butcher? He only sells vegetables.
That's not horrible. Not horrible.
Good stuff.
The new guy liked it.
You gonna go to Trinidad with the boyfriend?
What?
Look at this white girl. The prize of the South.
$50.
Look at her. Right, exactly. We all going to rape her
probably
in a
cheaper.
TP.
Right. Doesn't sound like that.
Right. That makes me laugh.
I know. Right. It's pretty good, though.
Tating about being from Trinidad.
Tating. Tating. Something.
Think it's going to last? Has he met your mom yet?
Yeah. He met my parents.
Did your mom fuck him?
Not yet. Not that I know of.
Would you get mad?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't like that one.
How old is your mom?
61, I think.
And your dad and mom are still together?
No, they're not together.
How do you meet your mom and your dad?
He came with me for Christmas to South Carolina.
Oh, that sounds like a beautiful...
Jingle bell. Oh, my fun it is to ride in a bumbleclot history. Oh, Lord of mercy.
And then he gets the song wrong because he's Polish.
He look a lot like Easter. Everywhere we go, Jesus on the cross. I want to eat some ham.
He's going to break up with me after this.
Right. You never
He's driving around his cab, his gypsy cab. He's all mad. Smells like fucking whatever they smell like.
Oh, bad.
Does he smell? What does he smell like?
He smells good. And best dick in the world. I swear to God.
Well, tell him that because he'll fucking leave you. Never tell him he's got the best dick in the world.
We just made a porno. Oh, my God. We watch it together. Ugh.
Can we watch it?
Fuck no. It's so filthy. I look like such a fucking slut. Like,
what are you doing?
My God, I'm getting so turned on now. I can only imagine what the listeners are doing. OVO Cool Cat is probably the fucking Selma, the fucking cleaning lady.
Selma, the Rick from LA.
Wait, so you made a porn and where is it?
It was the night I kissed that person. And then we like made up and we like made a porno.
So to make up to him, you let him film you fucking him?
I was blowing him.
And on his phone?
It's on his phone, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You got to put that out.
Make sure.
On your reel.
Was it turned on because he's Polish? He's like, this is going to be great. World star hip hop.
And you saw it and it's great?
We watch it all the time, yeah.
Really?
And then I didn't realize I'd be that good at it. It was like really good.
And then you fuck after that? You watch it, then you fuck hard?
Mm-hmm. And then I walked into like his parents' house in the living room. They had gone to sleep and he was playing it on the family TV. I was like, dude, so inappropriate.
Where does he live?
Long Island.
Wow. Airplay's great though, isn't it?
It's great. You know.
So hold on. Did he hold it like this or did he hold it like the...
He was like holding it like this and I was like on the ground.
Just slapping that.
He was holding it like he was holding his dick?
No, like that. Holding the phone. Like that.
Hold it like that. Why do black people not know how to like record
black people?
Black people, when they do like the fist fight videos and stuff, they always hold it like that. You want to hold it landscape, like 69.
No. It's a good
video. Get a wider shot.
You have the video?
I'm not showing you the video.
Yeah, please watch it.
Fuck no.
You can't even see.
What are we gonna do? Maybe show you a screenshot. I don't even think I can do it. I don't think I can.
Really, that's show Alan?
No.
Does he know about it?
Yeah, he knows. It's so filthy. Like, I just tried to look at it. I don't think. You'll never look at me the same again. It's, like, so filthy.
I'm already halfway there. Great. So what makes it filthy? You, like, just, it's like a porn thing where you're, like, there's, like.
Talking filthy?
He talks filthy. There's, like, cum on my face. It's, like,
we're going to have you back.
Kidding.
No, I don't say this. It's, like, I don't think I can.
Face?
Like,
and it landed all over your face like a pro?
He, like, maybe, like, hold it in my mouth and, like, spit it out.
He made you do cum bubbles? Oh, yeah. That's hot.
I have a family.
I got blown by a girl once, and she spit all the cum in her hand, and then she sucked it back up. And then she did.
What happened again?
I got blown by it was a girl, and she came, and then she, like, and she spit it out in her hand, and then she sucked it back up. Like, she's like, look what I did, like a Labrador. Come to think of it, maybe it was a Labrador.
Oh, my God.
Sasha Knopp was retweeted.
I know. You see Sasha Knopp jumped in out of nowhere.
So she's like, I haven't been on here in 10 years, but you're blind.
Who, me?
Well, that's what she was asking. She didn't know. She didn't know.
I can't get on the phone. She will not return my phone calls. So, like, not that I call her that often.
Shocking.
Step one, Twitter.
Yeah, what's that?
Step one is Twitter. At least she's communicating.
We haven't spoken in a couple. I saw her I did that improv show with Eddie, and that was when I saw her like 3 years ago. But whatever. I'm not looking for her. She's a nice girl, and it's, you know, she's doing well.
Well, that's good, Keanu.
Thank you.
Good for you, man. A little sexy.
If you're a natural at something.
I really was a natural. I should.
If you're good on camera.
Not like just blowjob. Then we fucked after. It's kind of hard. You'd have to have like a tripod to set that.
No, I do have a Canon XL1. I can have it.
You want to come over? Yeah.
I can wear my director's jodhpurs and like riding crop. Hello, quiet on set, please. Quiet on set.
I'd like to see what you video because you're blind.
Quiet on set.
It turns out we have to do. I talked to the cinematographer. We have to do that over.
One more time. Can the mulatto go again? Let's get a fluffer.
Oh my God!
I was videotaping the hamper all the time.
Let's go.
Oh God!
Three, two, one. You're lonely and lost, and he's Polish and hungry. Go.
Stop. It really fucking hurts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it fucking hurts when I laugh. God.
All right.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to pass out. We got to do 11 more minutes.
11 more minutes. That's all good to me.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite?
Hey, this is Evan. I was one who was making fun of my brother for jumping off a bridge on Twitter.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey. I just wanted to say that I think suicide jokes are fine, man.
Thanks.
You know, it's...
What bridge did he jump off of?
It was in Santa Cruz, California, so on the West Coast. But he set my dad's car on fire first, and then he jumped.
That sounds like
cool. Like so hardcore.
How old was he?
He was 28.
Wow. What was he so mad about?
He was schizophrenic, so he was just fucking crazy.
Was there, like, anything leading up to it? Did you always, were there attempts before this?
No, he would talk about it a lot. I was his caretaker for, like, 10 years.
Oh, man.
So, like, he would, like, vent to me about all this crazy shit.
And you're full-blooded relative? He's a full-blooded brother?
Yeah, he's my full brother. Well,
and you don't have any problems?
What's that?
You don't have any of his symptoms?
I don't think so. Maybe.
You ever look at your dad's car and be like, that'd be nice if it was on fire?
he's retired now. No. I guess not.
So what happened? So it was he went and lit the car on fire, and then how did he get himself to the bridge? Did he light the car on fire on the bridge and then jump off the bridge?
No. So the bridge was right next to where my dad lives.
Was it troubled water neighborhood?
Oh.
Sorry.
Your dad, it was a bridge right near your dad's. This guy's a real spiteful motherfucker.
I know.
Every time he crossed the bridge, he's like, oh, goddamn with this bridge.
It jumped off this bridge.
So anyway, the bridge is by your dad's house. Sorry, go ahead.
And he landed onto a car driving underneath the freeway and almost killed a woman.
Oh, wow. So wait, so he lit the car on fire and then walked over to this bridge, which is more of like an overpass, not really a bridge. It wasn't like water underneath it?
No, it's an overpass, but I mean, it's a bridge over the overpass, but yeah.
Gotcha.
Wow, hilarious.
How far is the drop?
It was like, I don't know, like 20 feet.
Oh. We landed on somebody driving, and she probably swerved and hit another car?
I imagine, the car was fucking totaled. She didn't get, like, seriously hurt or anything. But.
Sounds like a Three Stooges episode.
Was there one point a piano going down a flight of stairs? Laurel,
that would hurt, though, because I fell, like, 5 feet.
He was, like, 300 pounds, so it was like a piano.
He weighed 300 pounds?
No wonder he killed himself.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
Kind of said no wonder he killed himself.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Well, the medicine to treat schizophrenia makes you actually balloon up. It makes you gain a shit ton of weight. So, like,
yeah, that's why medicine's dicey. You got to be careful with the side effects.
Dice. Also, I'm not surprised he ballooned up because I think his doctor's name was Dr. Helium.
Just one after another.
Oh, man.
So I'm just laughing at the stupidity now, but it still hurts.
Well, I am sorry for your loss. That sucks. But you know,
how long ago was that?
It was like 3 years.
Yeah, but you didn't want to hear jokes right away, right? When people made jokes.
No, look. The way I look at it, and this is kind of goes back to the whole Brody Stevens thing you guys were talking about last week.
Right.
I mean, look. He was my brother. I didn't want to hear the jokes right away. Sure, but like. Like Louis C.K., I was listening to this old Louis C.K. thing on Opie and Anthony, where he was talking about, he had this beef with this Cleveland radio DJ, and he made a joke about Eric Clapton's kid falling out the window, and the DJ said, what if it was one of your kids? And he said, well, I wouldn't laugh at my kids dying, but I would expect everyone else to. That's fair game. So that's kind of how I felt about the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, and it's also when you call into, like, this show is ostensibly, I mean, not today, but it's a comedy show. when you call in, when we call in and you go, it's a sad day for comedy, it's just a little like, it's like.
Yeah, but he was like in ground zero. He was at the Comedy Store on Friday.
Ground zero.
He was at the Comedy Store on Friday, and it was a sad day for comedy. It still is. People are still fucking tweeting stuff.
What did we GoFundMe? What's this GoFundMe? Are we going to bury him again?
No, it's the money for the family.
What's funny, his mother
him
like,
again.
Like, but his mother is like, he didn't have kids or a wife or anything. I don't know, whatever.
Money always makes you feel better.
Yeah.
If someone dies, you get $25,000.
I always say, man, I think cash moves everything around me. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
What?
Hell yeah.
Wu-Tang.
Is that, yeah.
Wu-Tang, baby.
I heard it.
Respect your deck.
Please turn the other
way. So, are you okay now? People making jokes about it?
Yeah, but, you know, I make
imagine if you're driving a 300-pound guy fell on you. It's so annoying. Like, what kind of day am I having? Triple A, you're not going to believe this. A fat fuck just fell on my car. I don't know what he's doing, but my car's not running well. Who cares how he's doing?
You hit the windshield wipers. He's trying to get him off the windshield wipers. Like, come on. Like,
somebody help me roll this fat fuck off my car.
Remember that blue windshield wiper stuff? You're like,
oh, my
God. Like, I hit a deer, but this is ridiculous.
Nothing to fawn over.
Yeah, nothing.
Fucking
all right, man.
At least he lost the weight, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
He's down to 200. Right, thank you. He's down to 200 pounds.
Probably, 300 pounds, 330. You're probably still.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
No, that is, I mean, listen, the thing you worry about, like I would worry, is that, like, are you next? Are you going to lose your shit, you know? And I'm fucking, if your brother loses his shit,
yeah,
you
like
know?
Genetically, if you're.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like if you're gay, the chance of your brother being gay is like higher or something.
His number.
Right. I mean, I don't even know if that's true, but just in general, if it's in your family, like when you have kids, they ask you, "Is there any retardation in your family?" Or
no, you're not. Leave it alone. No, none at all. No, mind your opinion. I'm getting soup tomorrow. Mom's done good. No, no, no.
Come on.
Fucking, people in the block.
My rib hurts.
What plus eight is?
So no, they ask you that. Are you have any depression in your family? You have any fucking Down syndrome?
No, Daddy sleeps till noon every day because he's happy.
Because he gambles a lot. Yeah. Gambles all night.
Yeah. I'm loving this. This is great.
Go ahead, caller. One last call.
What do you got, buddy?
Yo, what up, Brennan? Hey, what's going on with Barry Ribb's Twitter account?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have him on Thursday on MLC because I asked him. I thought he was dead, man. I checked on him. I checked on him like, dude, you're not.
What's he doing?
Sat.
That's what the thing is for.
What are you? Listen, I'll engage.
What is that? What is that?
I'm really confused.
Do you want to see her tits?
Did he hang up?
Okay.
What was that? What was he singing a song?
He just started saying the N-word repeatedly at the end there.
Oh, he did?
Oh. Yeah. Well, what was he? I don't know what song that
was singing.
I wonder why.
He was singing a high-pitch N-word?
No, after that, he started just going.
Oh. So he was. There's a whole thing was set up just so he could say the N word.
I believe so.
Great
genius. What's a Barry Ribb's Twitter? We're already sucked in. Yeah, well, I'm trying to go. Yeah, oh, what's the deal with Barry Ribb's Twitter? Then he starts singing opera so he can drop them.
If Thursday's a Patreon show, having Barry Ribb's on is cruel.
I think it is. No, but we got to get to the bottom of it.
What's wrong with his Twitter?
Can't keep having him on here because the fans are sick of him, and he just sits here.
What's going on with his Twitter?
He. Whatever. I said you got to get on Twitter. There's a fake Barry Ribb's Twitter, and it's hilarious. So I said you got to correspond to this fake Twitter.
Yeah.
At least jump in. Yeah. Because he always says how he wants to do more gigs, and I said you can't come back on the show unless you're on Twitter. He gets on Twitter. They help him in the booth set it up. And then, or E-Rock helped him, and then he didn't tweet.
Oh.
So he goes, I said, what's the, I said, are you going to tweet it on? He goes, yeah, I'm taking a class on it or something.
No.
I'm going to night school.
Oh, I'm going to learn ENX, yo.
Kevin, I'm going to night school, yo.
I got it. Let me plug my date. July 33rd, 2021. I'm going to be.
Sold out.
Sold out, yo. Year of the ribs.
Oh.
Year of the ribs, yo.
All right. We got to wrap it up.
All right.
Well, this has been delightful.
It's always great.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Let me just say, I would love to see her tits.
Oh, boy. They're not much to look
at. Boyfriend doesn't care, though, right?
Right.
He likes that I'm a hoe.
Your Polish boyfriend's so stupid he thinks you have big tits.
He likes small tits.
Well, then he's
in love. That's what they say. Everybody says that when you got them.
All right.
Get those titty fixed. They'd be like, oh, man, I really love big titties.
Did you get a boob job ever?
Fuck no. I don't like big floppy boobs. It's not my thing.
They're not floppy anyway. They're fucking hard like cement. They're terrible.
Going through your wrist.
Oh, you did.
What? No. All right, I'm at the, I did a go gig this past Saturday with the tits on the screen.
Those are fun.
Yeah, they're fun for a day.
Ew.
Where was I? All right, so this Saturday I'm at was another Soul Joel gig. We did a gig on, we had to go through Delaware and Maryland to get to this gig in fucking southern Pennsylvania. Ugh. I'm like, where the fuck are we going? But it turned out to be good. It was at this restaurant. Food was good. Crowd was good. This Saturday, I'm at Brick Wall in Burlington, New Jersey. I don't know if it's a restaurant or a fucking comedy show. Anyway, 7 and 9:30 in Burlington, New Jersey.
Ironically.
Go to my website. And then the week after that, I'm at Valley Forge on a Friday, the 15th. And then the 16th, I'm with Shuley in South Jersey. And then April 4th and 5th, or April 5th and 6th, I'm at Saratoga Springs at Comedy Works.
Yeah. And then go to KevinBrennan666.com.
Yeah, it's all there. KevinBrennan666, not .com. KevinBrennan666 on Twitter. KevinBrennanComedian, .com. For all my dates. Also, going to be on Bennington today at 4 o'clock. Aww. Also, shout out to Bruce, Hudson Web Development. He does a great... I looked at fucking Voss's website. His website stinks. His calendar stinks. He'll be like, that's all I can
Angel fire, you know?
That's all I can afford.
It still says from the Opie and Anthony show.
It does?
Yeah, when you Google Rich Voss, it's like comedian from Opie and Anthony.
It's fucking ridiculous. So it's like, so if you're a comedian, you need a website. Bruce is great. Hudson at Hudson Web Development, or you go to my website and you can probably Google it. Anyway, he does a great job, and he don't fuck around. Because a lot of you, if you're a comedian, someone goes to your website, it looks like shit.
Yeah, no, I had
it's like being a salesman having a shitty car. You know what I mean?
I took Bruce to lunch on Friday. We had a lot of fun.
Where's
the Brooklyn Chop House downtown. And remember, folks, BrianPMcCarthy.com. Click on shop.
Yay for pay.
That's how it goes. And everything else is there. And please
listen to The Week in Sex on all the platforms and follow me, Keanu C. Thompson.
Don't tell him you were here with Adam and Alan, unless if he's going to get mad.
He won't.
Teamster Tim, you got a plug?
Yeah, I want to thank the both of you guys, you know, driving all night. You guys keep me company.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Don't make me cry.
Oh.
Flat Cat. Paul Fens, Ines Sky, and Andrew Kemper.
All right.
They're your buddies?
Yeah.
You going to give them a shout out?
Yeah.
They text you to give them a shout out?
Yeah, all night long when you guys are on, they fucking around on Twitter. You know?
Are they paying you for that? They PayPaling you? Donate!
We appreciate the support. Thank you. All right, are we good?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thanks to the booth. Thanks to Compound Media.
Right.
MAGA.
Thanks, y'all.
It's the first time I can.
I got blisters on my fingers!